and see, the United Auto Workers was a big thing, but there was this little thing kind of coming in, and that was the Waste Pro, the garbage company.
Yeah.
Well, that union is bigger now than the auto workers, you see. That's
right.
Where all the money is. But that was just becoming. That's when Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, that's where that was starting. And they were starting to wave, "You mean to tell me," like you remember in City Island when they'd come to get the trash and they just throw the cans all over there and say, "Fuck you, go pick, say something. Yeah, you don't like it? Okay, we'll never pick up your trash and still make you pay. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We ain't worried about you." And blah, blah. You know, if that was, if you went toe to toe, but they were starting to come into that. That was money for free. People give you their trash for free. And they'll pay you money to take it. Unbelievable.
Were they another mafia or not mafia? Not Italian mafia. The Waste Pro.
Same mafia. Same.
Oh, same.
Same. Same. They morphed into it. See, they started spreading out. They had to get the docs. Remember the docs? They had to control
what,
all
documents?
And then they had
docs.
Docs where the docks where the shipments were coming in. Then they had to have the trucking to make sure that the trucking of what load got lost and what didn't get lost. Then as far as where it was going, who owned the stores that it was going to. Then who owned the bakery, because the canisius had to be just so. Well, then who could make the canisius more appropriate? That's the one that got the sugar. If you weren't making good canisius, your sugar went to the whiskey steel, not to the bakery.
Right.
They had to control the bakeries because, don't you remember, it's been going on since Prohibition, that same run of things, that you had to have the sugar, powdered sugar is what they made the liquor with, so you had to have it. Now, we just did three sets of issues bringing you up to right now with Trump. Trump now is fixing, as we've clearly said and exposed, he said in his tweet this morning, Carolyn can pull it up if she didn't already see it, he changed his words. We listen very closely now. Carolyn can actually read you the exact quote for the recording if you want it to be exact.
Mm.
But basically, what he said all along and what we've said he said is he's got to drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. That's what it's been all along. Well, today in his tweet, he says it's ridiculous. Well, if you're going to do it, just go ahead and do it. I dare you. I dare you. I'm going to call you. Come and just testify. You're going to come testify. I'm going to put you in jail. Because if you are a congressman and you don't uphold the Constitution and testify, I can have you put in jail. I've got people in jail right now for doing less than that. And if you lie about it, I'll really put you in jail. Fool with me. Now we're gonna see what the Second Amendment lets me do and what it doesn't allow me to do. Okay? But when that happens, what's gonna happen is he says we change the words. Now he says his job now is to clean the swamp.
Mm,
that's different than
draining
the swamp. Right. That's key. That's key.
Yeah, I noticed that. Bob, do you want me to read that section into the document?
Okay.
Okay, you mute off.
This was before Nancy Pelosi gave her little speechy at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this morning.
Donald J. Trump on Twitter, the do-nothing Democrats had a historically bad day yesterday, which was December 4th, in the House. They have no impeachment case and are demanding are demeaning our country. But nothing matters to them. They have gone crazy. Therefore, I say, if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp. And that's what I'm doing.
See, now before he drains it, now he's going to clean it. Yeah. Meaning he's going to take them out of the swamp completely. So when he drains the swamp, there'll be dry land. And they're not going to be found in the dry land. He's going to have them completely wiped out. everything, if you look at it empirically now. Now, please, now hold on just a second now. This ain't Fox News, okay? This is, you're going to play this. And let's be really clear. This is not Fox News. This isn't a leaned bias toward the president. What we're talking about here is a system that is so completely gobbled into itself, it's like an oyster eating itself mad because the pearls aren't coming out quickly enough. You see, terrible metaphor, but it never allows for any conditioned response to have any answers that are viable or meaningful, you see. So now they're fixing it with, well, it's going to be bad. Everything that they said have accused and gouged the president of doing, everything, he's now, as we've already clearly laid out, going to mirror it back and convict them of just that. You see, that's the difference. That's the difference, because he's going to make it to where they're the ones who did the collusion and the obstruction, and they used the Russians and Politico and the ripping of the FISA warrant and the change. You see, it goes on and on and on at every level, and it's starting to hook up the lines and spaces. And see, the Democrats are going, you get Ukraine to help you get elected for president. He's like, he didn't say nothing. He's like, no. They have a copy of everything that was on the server from Hillary Rotten Clinton, and we're fixing to pin the tail on the jackass. And guess what? His name is Obama Nation. And the Silas Do Good letters are right here. And that's going to be ugly. That's why Obama cannot, will not, and shall not support the Bidens, because he's furious, because that's caused this new kerfuffle. The Bidens were free. They were out. They were clear. They were clean. Giuliani was going to do his thing. Don't forget what Giuliani is going to do. Notice they've got him up on, they've got him on sedition. They're going to accuse him of sedition. They're going to charge him with sedition, Bob. But don't you worry. He's got the documents, and they don't like it because he's fixing to turn out church. Trump's going to say, that Giuliani has stabbed me in the back, motherfucker. I liked him when he was something, and he's good to me, he's something. Well, we've had enough. Now we're going to call him up on the carpet and see what he's got to say. He's going to say, yes, sir, Mr. President, here's the document. And then it's going to be, and poor William Barr's backing up 100 miles an hour, because it's like shooting fish in a barrel. They're not hard to hit in a barrel.
Mm-hmm. So why is he backing up? What's that mean? Is he running away?
So he looks clean, that he's just doing his work is just a matter of doing business. He's not going to get himself in a position where he has any conflict like fucking possum Jeff Sessions had with recusing, pull his pants down to get the job and then recused himself from the position. Stupidest damn thing you ever seen in your life. Why in the hell are you going to be the attorney general and recuse yourself? It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to be the paterfamilias, but I ain't going to fuck you, but I'll be the paterfamilias. It doesn't work like that, you see. So Barr's being careful not to get tangled up in that mess, you see.
Right. Now, you said Sessions was a racist, and it was good that he was attorney general to balance off the anti-racist people.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And so it got beyond that role for him. He didn't know how to deal with this other stuff.
Correct, because he got tangled up in it. He got tangled up in it because all that going on he was aware of. Well, he can't be the attorney general over the thing that he was aware of. You see, it is a conflict of interest. But he
was aware of the Biden.
Of course, everybody was. They made a big to-do about it. Biden got up there on stage and says, hey, I told him, I said, I'm on here 6 hours. He said, the money don't come from you. It comes from the president. He said, if I say the money don't go, it don't go. Call the president. He's vice president. That's exactly admitting what they're trying to impeach Donald Trump over.
Right.
He gets on stage bragging
that,
about it.
Yeah, when he did that, was Obama angry that Biden said that at the time?
No.
Yeah, okay, so then Obama says everybody get off, everybody left, and Trump won. But now you're saying Obama is so pissed off that the Biden stuff came out that he's not going to support Biden. That's
that
what you're saying
correct.
Now.
Yeah, nor
and he's
family.
In trouble too.
Yes, because if that Ukrainian server gets produced, Katie bar the door. It's going to be something else. It's going to
Katie
prove.
Bar the door. Katie bar
yeah.
the door. Would you just say?
Yeah, you can Google it. Yeah, Katie bar the
yeah.
door. It's a euphemism for better run.
Okay.
Annie, get your gun.
Yeah. Now you're talking about the dots. The Evergreen said the. Mafia took over the Teamsters in the 20s, so that's the period of the docks, right? That's Marlon Brando
and
the waterfront.
And that's Prohibition, too, remember?
Right. So, you mentioned you had a different word for the car, the trucks. That's the Teamsters, but was there someone else that said the Teamsters at the beginning? Or whatever you said, whatever word it was, you meant the Teamsters.
The UAW. No.
Yeah.
They did the UAW. That's the Auto Workers Union.
Yeah.
They had all the trucking lines. They had all the garbage, you see, pickup and the docks. So they controlled every step of it.
But that was not the Teamsters.
No, but they're all hooked there. You couldn't, if you put them in a sack and throw them out on the carpet, you wouldn't tell one from another. They're all the same. They're drinking the same Chianti, Bob. They're all drinking the
right.
same
okay.
Chianti.
Now, this is what McLuhan talks about very interestingly. With the radio environment, the electric implosion, after World War One, the 19th century, the monarchies had a detached position, a literate paper money position in gold to run the show. But they collapsed in the electric implosion, which would be the beginning of the emptying of the guff. And so everybody was in the same room. It was called internationalism. They would accuse the bankers and Rockefeller being internationalists. But everybody's imploded so that the mafias ran the cities on behalf of the Rockefellers and other wealthy people who could move across the planet, correct? They can move across the planet, leave the mafias in charge.
The Andrews Sisters and Radio City Music Hall. They had to control that too. They had to control. They had to control that. Because, see, that was the pitch, meaning that was the point.
Right. You mean the seduction of music was the point or
no,
software control?
Software control of what's happening, what's flowing, what's coming, what's going, what's allowed to be on the airwaves. And that goes all the way up to right now to where they decide something terrible, terrible, and it just doesn't get played on the news. And they come up here a little bit and then it just doesn't get played. And something stupid, you know, Giuliani has an impacted bowel, and oh my God, it's on every station for days. And who gives a shit?
Okay, so the this is where the Nazis get involved in the Global Village in the 30s, and then the Duke of Edward, whatever he was, the guy who resigned in 36. He's involved with the implosion of everybody. Everybody's involved. It's difficult. And so how does Queen Elizabeth, and this is what LaRouche went on about, how does Queen Elizabeth remain above the fray if she is above the fray?
Well, that's up to her. She received the president. She gave him a vote of superior confidence. They had private conversation during the process. She supports Melania, okay? And
it's about the women? You're saying a big deal. This is what McLuhan said. The godmother runs the mafia. The matriarch runs the mafia.
Yeah.
You're implying that with Lady Bird.
And with Melania.
You've said that Melania is aristocratic. Does she have the right
She's a real aristocratic. She's real. She goes back. She goes back to you make fun of us and our Prussia. You make fun of us in our Czech Republic. You make fun of us of our Latvia. She's real royalty off the Black Sea.
So Trump was aware of it? It was like a marriage of American business royalty with European royalty?
He bought a title, Bob. He bought a title.
What's the title?
That's the, you know, Duke or Duchess of Kiss My Ass, and the Earl of Assholery, and the Duke of Dung, and, you know, the Duke of Earl? The Duke of Earl, no. Duke of Earl. Oh, wait, that's the wrong thing. Sorry. Back up.
Okay, so they were so imploded by the 40s, Frank Sinatra couldn't avoid the mafia. You know, for him to be who he was in showbiz, he naturally was part of that, and his buddies and everybody pretended, Frank was not mafia.
It's why Sammy Davis Jr. had to become a Negro Jew.
To get into the cabal?
Yep. He wouldn't be allowed otherwise, but he was allowed.
And that's why Zappa was banned. He couldn't keep his mouth shut.
That's right. Well, he could have. But hell fucking no, he had to get in their face with it. The wonder they didn't kill the motherfucker. If he wasn't so avant-garde, meaning stupid, meaning touched in the head, meaning the elevator didn't go all the way to the top, I mean, even though it was a very long elevator shaft that he had to ascend to, if he wasn't basically card-carrying crazy, they would have killed him. Because... yeah, he not only would he rub it in their face, he'd go to their house and tell them again, like, shut the fuck up. But no, he's going to do what he's going to do, so. Okay.
Yeah, now, his phone was tapped, that's what he told us in 88. Would you agree?
Sure.
That his phone
was. It was. Certainly was. And he'd get a new one, and they'd bring him a new telephone, because you didn't own your telephone then. They had to bring you a phone.
Yeah.
They'd bring him a new telephone, and it would be bugged too. The people of the phone company would bring a bugged phone and hook it up, and they'd be secure. And they had this little scanner thing, they'd prove to him that it wasn't bugged, and it's off to the races.
Yeah, no.
Bob, that was back in the days when you dialed a number. Do you remember that?
Yes. But listen to this. So he said he could hear the clickings or whatever. He knew his phone was tapped to hear it. Is that true? One could hear
that's
it.
That's true. You can.
Yeah.
You can.
All right.
It becomes but now see, Carolyn is the best one. They'd never get her because she hears everything. She can hear a mouse bark. She hears everything. It doesn't get by her. She hears it. It's good.
Yeah, okay, so...
Margaret Thatcher was in that, too. Don't flip the script. She was on that like a bad habit. She was making money. She got in there before there was such a thing as that motherfucker Macron.
Right, but what do you think she got involved? She was involved in the Kennedy assassination? No, you don't mean that. So what are you referring to? She was involved in what?
The IMF money that fed the union's ties to what got it off the dock, what made it, what didn't. The IMF,
in other words,
International.
Yeah, we can call this the International Monetary Fund, but they just call this the Big Brother that George Orwell writes about. That's what you're talking about since the 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
We like it. That's fine. But here it is, Joe. But why you're doing this right this now is because this right now is what's happening right this now. Right. That's what's actually happening.
Okay, so Richard Nixon writes a letter to Trump in 87 saying, you should run for president. Did Nixon, he got that from Gene Dixon, right? Through his wife, Pat Nixon, I assume.
He did.
So
he did.
Did Nixon want to clean the swamp? Did he know that Trump could do it? Or that wasn't on anybody's mind back in 87?
Wasn't on anybody's mind.
Right. So what prompted Donald Trump to want to drain the swamp?
You told him.
Right. It comes back to me. But the thing is...
Slow up. It goes back to payday. Do you remember payday? Do you remember cash flow? Do you remember
cash flow?
Okay, what did you do? You got right up on the thing. You got right up on the thing, and you told him about the what? FEMA cramps. You remember FEMA cramps?
Well, I told them about the collapse of money and the collapse of the economy and the electric software and keep typing.
And
the FEMA
camps.
That's
what they've done. And they moved everything safely to Kuala Lumpur at the Maybank. Safe as a...
Now, that involves the mafia. that involves, when you say they, Big Brother, that involves the mafia, whatever's left.
Okay, now, okay. Your words are solemn, but they're not true. Okay, what you're calling is the mafioso doesn't really exist. But the residue, what you're saying, whatever's left over parts of it, if that's what you want to apply that to or as, we're going to say okay. But you got to realize there was something before the mafia that they morphed into this mafioso family, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because all that was that the regular parliamentarians weren't doing their job in the parishes. They weren't doing their job in the fucked up boroughs. And then Ella says, oh, Johnny, I got you, Johnny. You got you. I got you. I fucks with you, Johnny. Okay, Johnny. Yeah, come on, Johnny. Let's go, Johnny. Let's go. Let's go. It's okay, Johnny. I got you. They made their own subculture, which then turned into having more power than the parliamentarians. Okay? That's all that happens. And this happens every time
that,
when people come into
the... Is that in England, France, or just in the United States?
Mostly in Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah. The mafia got mad at the parliamentarians, the senators, and the corruption on that level.
And then they found out that they could buy them. That was like, hell yeah, we got this. This is great. Fuck that. Let's just buy. Let's get us one. We need another senator. That's what we need. Is a good old senator.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that brings the Kennedy that John, me, and the Evers used to call Joseph Kennedy, the real godfather.
That's exactly right. Well, Rose. Yeah. See, that's what you mean. We always
Oh, there
go
you
back
get Rose. Hit the woman. Yeah.
Yeah, we go back to Rose. But on purpose, because Joe was a drunk. He's just a straight-out drunk. And them Kennedys are still getting paid. There's none of them left, by the way. They're about all dead. But what few of them left is still getting paid for every drop of scotch that comes into this country to this day.
Okay, so this implosion around the planet. Oh. So the Bolsheviks, now Peter talked about the Rockefeller-Bolshevik alliance, the Bolsheviks would be part of this mafia cabal, correct?
Well, but see, okay, but the Habsburgs...
But there's a basic division. There's a basic division?
Yeah, there is. But there is because what you going to do with Johnson Matthey? How did Johnson Matthey become the largest refinery in the world? Because they backed it. They needed a place to dump their, push their money through. Fucking
Toronto. Who's they? The mafia needed it or Johnson Mafia needed it?
No, Johnson Matthey was the company.
Yeah. Who needed it? Well, you just said they needed the money. Who needed it?
We don't want to say the oligarchs. We don't want to say the Habsburgs. We don't want to say all these different things. It's whatever this power run is. Because it's changed. So if we name it, it's going to be wrong. Sooner or later. So we can't be wrong, so we can't say. It keeps morphing. And here it's morphing again. Now Johnson Matthey went out of business. There was no gold. You got it all.
Okay. I got all. Yeah. So back to what prompt did Trump.
Well, most of it,
Yeah. Did Trump get good advice, interesting advice from Roy Cohen? Did Cohen set him on the path of cleaning the swamp, or Cohen was just an asshole? And
Cohen didn't know. Cohen didn't have enough to know, but he questioned enough to consider it. He questioned enough to consider it.
Who?
So
Trump questioned enough,
Cohen,
or
Cohen?
Cohen did.
Cohen.
Yeah.
Cohen.
Yeah.
Cohen didn't know. Cohen still doesn't know. Cohen didn't know. He didn't know. He's a You know, you get to, I smell fire, but he couldn't recognize smoke. And if his britchy leg was on fire, he wouldn't know it. But he's the one that's going to call and tell you, watch out for the fire. And he's the one dragging the fire all over the place.
Right. Now, what made Trump? Now, I take his decision to clean swamp. That's why he gets named in the Bible, because America, the three-part government is the beast. And a guy's going to come in and clean up the beast. That's a biblical level story.
Yeah.
When did he realize he was going to do
not
that?
And it's not the European Union. When he saw when he figured out how to run the banks of New York to make them in such a way, to make the banks of New York in such a way that he, they could not default, make him default on his loans. They couldn't make him file for bankruptcy.
Right.
When he figured out that, he knew he had him, because now he could do anything he wanted to, and he's been doing anything he wants to ever since.
Right. Now, and that happened around the time Ion showed up, 2009, 2010. Yeah, now the but they all collapsed in September 2008. That was a major collapse that none of the cabal saw coming.
Well, but right? Some of them shorted it. Now, don't forget, you had conversations with JW. Some people shorted that, Bob. So somebody knowed something. It was a resident node. Somebody knows, because some people knew
how
to short
those people
it.
Sitting. Yeah, how are those people sitting today?
Well, you're doing really good, Bob. Didn't you know?
Yes, I'm doing well.
Well, you think you're doing good. You don't know. You don't have any idea, but you've been to.
Yeah.
You've been faithful over small things, Bob. So maybe it's time for a big library. You got a little library. We may get you a double wide before it's over with, Bob. It'd be good. You'll have your own double wide. You'll be ready to go.
What's that, a double wide? Is that a truck?
Trailer.
A house
trailer.
A house trailer.
Yeah. Right. But
uptown. So, folks that listen to this, if this becomes something you actually play, they'll laugh because it'll be thoughts of you in a trailer. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. So is Trump aware of the reference to him in the Bible? The
He wasn't, but he is now. He was more concerned with the vile judgment. You let so much out now, he can get it without having to be exposed. It's been great.
He can
He
can get it, what's it, without having been exposed.
You're recording. You had private things that were concealed, but you've let so much slip out that he can get it any way he wants to. That's why Ed Long is blessed to this day. He's done the bidding of the Father, and he didn't even know it.
He what?
He's done the bidding of the Father, and he didn't even know it.
He let the information out?
He was the chancellor of the flow of information.
Right. So,
and he's been well blessed because of that. Don't flip the script, but he didn't know that he was doing such a thing.
Right. But they like to say that when Trump was at the White House journalist dinner in 2012, I think, and Obama sort of mocked Trump, who was sitting in the audience, that Trump vowed then to get Obama. Is that true? Is that a factor?
He hadn't got him yet. He hadn't got him yet, but he's coming. 7 come 11, and Silas Duguid letters is on the way now. It's going to be a sight. Did you talk about something scandalous? Now, he said, if they impeach me, and we have a trial. What did he say? He said, you're going to see something. Well, yeah, he's going to show you something, Bob.
Now, this will happen before Christmas.
Ugly.
The next couple of weeks.
It may. The Senate thing won't start till after. Because, see, they don't want to hurry this. They want to drag it out.
Yeah, yeah. For the time
they drag
of the
it
election.
Out. That, well, no, because if they have a trial, then all the senators have to be present 6 days a week, so many hours a day. Have to be.
Right.
Well, guess what? Most of you goddamn presidential campaigners are senators.
Yeah. They can't campaign.
So they can't campaign. That knocks them out of Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts. Ooh, it runs them all out of their own business. And they got to do, I stand for the Constitution. I stand for the Constitution. Well, they're going to stand for the Constitution and give up their presidency. But it's all fun. Just for shits and giggles, huh? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Bloomberg's spending $100 million a day on advertising that people ain't watching.
Well, will he become the candidate against Trump?
You haven't decided. You won't say.
Okay. All right, here's a question.
You didn't expect that one, did you? You didn't expect
I get more in my box than the Queen gets. What do you call it, the purple box? Coming
in the
purple,
it's like them purple mattresses. They mail it to your house, and it's the size of a suitcase, and you open it up, and it's a California king-size bed. Time to get the box open. So don't open it in the front room.
Right.
Get it moved.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, you said Pelosi would or did realize she's been set up. Has she had that realization yet? Set up by Trump.
Yeah, she's great. Now she's so. Now she's ass deep in it. Now there's nothing she can do. Either way she goes, she's screwed. If she proceeds, she's screwed. If she stops it now, then she was wrong all along. Either way, she's screwed. She had an inside private meeting. No cameras, no cell phones, no assholes, no ears. And that then have ears to hear, leave them at the door, no ears involved. And you know what she told them? She got in there, she says, "All right, y'all ready to go? You got anything?"
No. Who'd she have a private meeting with? Who would she have a private meeting with?
Oh, her inside Democrat champions.
Okay. Right.
And the oligarchs. Then if you got anything to say about it, I need to know right now. Because we're going on. We're going through with this. We got to go through with it. If you got anything to say, want to hear it right now. Because there ain't going to be no going back. Here we go.
Yes.
31 senators in hard play states is up for re-election. 31, and that'll turn the House back. Now, I'm not giving them any play. Now, we do talk specifically about Democrats. But wait a second, Bob. Don't get too drunk on your own liquor. Be careful, because it wasn't many moons ago that they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they didn't do a goddamn thing then either. So they not much
You mean
better.
The Republicans? You're talking about
they had it all, and they didn't do shit
No, the
either.
Republicans. You're talking about the Republicans. We have to determine who you're talking about. You're talking about the Republicans?
Yeah. And then they lost the House. And they lost the House.
So
to
you're
the
saying
Democrats,
there's a bunch of assholes in the Republicans?
Every way. Yeah, because they had it all.
Okay,
they
listen.
Nothing either.
Yeah, so Pelosi knows she's set up, and she knows she's doomed, but she has to act it out anyways. She knows
she's
doomed.
She's got no choice now. She's got no choice. She has no choice. And then she'll back up and say, "Well, that was a miscarriage of justice. Well, he got away with it. Well, I don't know how it's going to go." But you see what they're doing? The Republicans are laughing their ass off, the other side of the oligarch. Because now, guess what? Every time when they put whoever they put in the presidency, by God, I don't like that black bitch. That black bitch don't need to be in this White House. You know what? She had her skirt up a little bit too high. I'm going to impeach 52. And then that's all I got to do. Come up there and say, you know what? Get the fuck out. You done.
We're 30. You say there's a precedent going to be set that everybody will be impeached constantly?
Hell yeah. That's exactly right. Because right now the Democrats are following rules in the House that the Republicans put in place. They don't talk about that. The Republicans made these screwy-ass rules that let Shifty Shift do anything he wants to do. They're the ones that put them in place when they was ruling the roost above all ends, and now it's getting used against them. But they don't talk about
that.
They don't talk about that side. Not in the long run. They got you.
Yeah, they got Bob.
They didn't have you. They didn't have you, they'd be screwed. You want to see? You want to have some fun? What do you think?
You mean they have us because they know what we have? They know what we have? Is that what you're saying?
Nope. They have no idea of what you're capable of doing. They don't know what you are capable of doing. And so, therefore, a fear-based level of concern and respect is being well wrought presently.
In relation to me.
Of course.
Yeah. So Pelosi knows she's doomed, but she's got to do it, and she's there hoping something will screw up and she might get a break. That's the best she could hope, right?
Well, we don't, you know, you've got every egg in the world in a basket, and you're slinging it like it's cotton candy. You're slinging it like it's cotton candy. So now you there's no putting it back in the chicken. So you're either going to have to make a souffle an omelet or a mess of scrambled eggs. That's all you can do.
Okay. Now, is the Epstein scandal part of this Big Brother cabal? You know, what his role was for the entertainment of the people inside
the
cabal.
We don't know how to break this to you, Bob, but people thought.
Yeah, and Epstein would use the information, though, wouldn't he?
He would. Okay, stop. The question goes back. It's not that. That's terrible, blah, 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 blah. But that's not the point. Where did Epstein get his money in the first place? Did he start fucking for money or getting people to fuck or watching people fuck to blackmail them? No, that's not what he did. He went out to these different companies. He used other people's company money, and he invested in the weirdness, strange, crazy stuff, and pumped so much money into itself, to itself, to itself, that it made it be a thing. And you made it be a thing, and then he capitalized on it. And then one day, out of the blue, he's got a shit post load of monies. Then he
starts taking the
position. The little boy Fauntleroy with all the money, and starts then taking and manipulating people's vices. Doesn't matter what it is. Boys, girls, whatever that is.
I know, but I don't know what he invested in. He invested in kinky sex in the 80s or something?
No.
Well, what did
No. He took other people's money. He took in the original fledgling line, the Johnson & Johnson, and some of the Jack Walsh, and some of these early tech money millionaires. And he invested in the things, crazy REITs, crazy stuff, just crazy stuff. And some of it.
No, I don't know. Bob doesn't know what's crazy. So what's crazy stuff that you're referring to?
Like long-term REIT-backed bonds that bought and paid for real estate, the malls, you know, those store things that you walk through and you thought, this is the silliest thing in the whole wide world. That was done by a company called Simon. Simon was a major company that Jeffrey Epstein got investors to put money into to allow them to buy up all this crazy property that all of a sudden became worth a living fortune once they gave the anchors away for free. Put in a Macy's, a Bloomingdale's, a Dillard's, a Saks Fifth Avenue, give them the big stores for free, and you charge the shit out of the little people that come along beside them. And the cotton candy man who's selling cotton candy. So he can pay people to play on their telephones and not sell cotton candy in the mall, remember?
Great. So you're saying that Epstein was a smart businessman in Wall Street terms.
He was smart enough to use other people's money to gamble, and sometimes it won, and when it won, he took all the money. For most of
but he wasn't controlling people's moral image at that point.
Yeah, and then once he got money, he realized there was no moral image and that people are going to do what they're going to do. Then he gets bumping into the thing of saying, wait a minute, people can do this? Okay.
That might be because her pop culture, she was a bit naive on the effect of pop culture, and they made those
so
pop
in her
TV.
World. In her world,
there wasn't any.
There wasn't any, and she hadn't been queen long enough to get her vagina soaked, so she didn't know what was up. So it was a bit blind, you see.
Yeah, they didn't know. Where America was more involved in the media than Britain.
Was becoming, and that's what even crazy. And see, Marshall McLuhan was watching some of that go on. This machine was making the method, was making the thing. You see, so now the machines are almost, just like Marshall said, the machines are almost now, okay, go back. You got to look something up. Well, you don't have to do anything, you slack ass you. But if you wanted to, you could look something up. The first time the word robot was used was in the 30s.
Yes. It was a play.
A play that they made from a book.
Yeah.
What it did was it saying that the robots got so smart that the humans got so lazy because the robots were so good, they forgot to fornicate. They forgot how to fornicate. They didn't know, the women didn't know how to give birth. They forgot. They were so lazy. So that the robots had to find a way to make, to reproduce themselves, to take care of them, because they were machines. They had to be tended to. And once they found out a way to how to procreate, they didn't need the humans anymore. Bob, you're right on the throes of the tech body not needing humans anymore.
Right.
Our waspishness that you've been picking up on comes just strictly from that. It's like,
you're
you want to play? Yes. You want to play? Let's play. You don't want to play? We absolutely understand. It's no problem.
Okay, so listen to this. The they looked us up, Queen Elizabeth, in their manuscripts and that, but they didn't see the tech body coming, and nobody saw that, correct?
Wait. Cromwell saw it. Cromwell saw it.
Cromwell was Mary VIII. Now, not Oliver, but Thomas Cromwell, the Henry VIII
advisor. Right. That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. It was. They saw it, and that was even before you even knew what a Luddite was, but followed it strictly that the outside window was larger than the sun. You see, that the perfect rose window was not to let light in. It was to show everybody you had such a rose window. You got benefit from it, but it's inside out, not outside in. So Cromwell was aware of it and was afraid of it. That's why he used red brick in his house, which was all the rage.
Red brick protected him, he thought?
He did, because of the brick dust that you're supposed to lay on your threshold that you never did. And the salt, remember that you never did, that thing you never did.
So the thing of it is, with, you know, with all the crazy science fiction and fantasy I've read over the years and still do, it always seems to be about a new world has to be based on a lot of deaths in the old world. I mean, is that just inevitable? Coming?
So far.
And I guess I don't necessarily want to be part of killing people, but are you saying that this is just plain inevitable?
So far. Bob can change it. Bob can change it. I don't think he's willing to. He might be, but I don't think he's willing to.
And is there a specific way Bob could change it other than just saying, I don't want people to die?
Well, he's kind of already become apoplectic of the whole thing. He doesn't care if you die or not. He just wants to make sure you don't mess up his thing. As long as you don't mess up and touch his shit. Don't be touching my shit, you know. Don't touch nothing, as long as you don't touch anything. So he hasn't presented, and when he does, then we'll adjust from there, but he has not presented yet.
Mm-hmm.
He will, but he hasn't yet.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
so all of creation will be held in abeyance until he makes a move.
Mm-hmm. And I would think he should make the move pretty soon, don't you?
Diana, thinking man's game. We just have to go with it. He does what he does, and that's what he does. Because to be the provocateur isn't fair to then goad the direction of the falling, you see. It's got to follow its own path, and it does. It does perfectly. Because in 1,000 years, he never dreamed that he'd actually overtake the damn Church of the Subgenius. After all that, he never did.
Each new world is on the heels of a dying world. So then that's just the inevitability. But has that scenario happened before? They talk about it
16,
all the time, but has...
16 times most recently.
Okay, yeah. And is the Black Plague one of them?
It is. We don't call it a plague. We call it the Black Death. on purpose, right, because there's a little bit, it's a little bit different. Just a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And this time, will we have an opportunity to actually make a better new world?
Computer says no.
But the gods will have...
We'll have complete control. We'll have complete control. So to answer your question, certainly they will. Most assuredly they will. But it's up to them, you see. It's that, you know, it's that Queen Victoria, not in my world, or yes, it's in my world kind of thing.
Right.
It'll take you back in about 1 second. Once they start whittling it, the torchwood will become important, because it deals with that firsthand, where everything is a catastrophe, but not. Everything is a problem, but not. Everything's messed up, but not. You know what I mean? Run, run, run. Chase, 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 blah, blah, blah. But we're not being disparaging. We're just saying.
Just saying, not being disparaging. We're just saying, not disparaging. Just saying.
So, I think when you talked about the Cabal taking over in 63 after the Kennedy assassination, that's the Big Brother. I used to say you've got the Jesuits, you've got the Freemasons of Britain, you've got the Nazis, you got the Bolsheviks, and you got the Mossad. They're all part of the Cabal. It came out of World War II. And all in the same room.
Didn't come out. No, it came out of World War One, not World War Two.
Okay. Right. Right.
They
World War One.
That up. That's the finish. If World War Two, Normandy is where it began.
Well, that's 1944, not World War One.
No. We didn't say anything about the battle. We said Normandy. That's where it came back to. It originally began in Normandy.
You mean the Cabal back in 500 years ago or something?
Yep.
Is that the House of Stuarts line?
It most certainly is. Excellent. You're good. You, by God, you know what's wrong with you. You know shit now, Bob. Trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah. In the impeachment process, what was the question about impeachment? The Republicans, they're not going to sabotage Trump. He is assuming he gets a Senate majority to stop the impeachment or turn it down. They're not going to turn on him.
Oh, yeah, he's good. No, they're not. Nope.
Yeah. All right. Because he knows too much about them?
Yeah.
He
doesn't hate anybody, not anybody in the world. Nancy Pelosi.
No, did you just say yes, he knows too much about them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
she's from a Catholic home. She loves everybody. She doesn't hate anybody.
Who's she? Who are you talking about?
Nancy Pelosi.
No, I was saying
she's
Republicans,
having a little bust out right now.
And because she's a Catholic.
No, but they told her that. I wonder why she hated President Trump, and she's like, she didn't hate anybody. She had a little bust out. You'll see. All the rest.
Yeah, she's trying to defend herself.
She, how modestly wonderful she is, yeah.
Is blood flow, the flow of our blood, part of the autonomic system?
No. Blood flow is not part of the autonomic system because your condition responses affect your blood pressure, your hypertension, your diastolic and systolic, pressures, your ups and downs. So no, it's not autonomic. You have a great control over it. So it's not at all autonomic. That's the best question you've ever asked.
Right. It's a good one to make the distinction, because I think people think it is autonomic. And then, dangling ganglia. What'd you say?
Sure. It most certainly is. That's right.
Yeah, the dangling, I mean, it most certainly is that there's a distinction that people don't notice.
Correct.
Yeah. So the dangling ganglia is my term for the nervous system. That's the autonomic system, right? The nervous system.
That's what the autonomic system, that's the rail line that the autonomic system works on. That's the rail line that it works
right.
on.
And the neutrino is the particle for that movement.
The in particular position that allows movement, as you say, to and fro, we'll give you that.
Right. And that's in IN particular, not IM as in Michael particular. In particular.
That is correct. In particular, yes.
Well, Brown sent me a documentary from Frontline PBS on artificial intelligence, and I've just watched a quarter of it, but I'm going to see how they're anticipating, well, they don't call it a tech body, but what would I learn from this documentary, and what are we going to do long-term?
You'll learn some examples of some of the conditions that they're including. And what you're going to learn is that we've already said more than they're going to present.
Yes.
And
it's timid
go,
what
wow,
they're doing.
Okay. Correct. But now that's avant-garde. It is avant-garde. But we've already overcome most all of that.
Right.
Already.
And we, our cold play, our products, our amino acids, all these things will be dealing with the AI that they're projecting. We will be providing solutions.
You are that AI that they're discussing.
Are you that AI?
We'll see.
Are you 8/10 of that AI?
We are 8/11. Presently. 8/11.
Right, and I'm Carol and I are in the mix there. We're the tech
sure.
buyer. So
sure.
the so the people get anxious and they see a documentary like that. It's going to even be worse than that. Plus, our solutions, our anti-environments to that will be tremendous. So they don't know they're talking about us.
Correct.
Yeah, Michael probably knew it. That's why he sent it to me. So I think I mentioned this to JW. The Ukraine server is why Obama and Biden were over there when Obama was still president, and they were trying to get the server from the Ukraine. And the Ukraine people didn't give it to Biden.
Right.
I'm assuming. So that's the big issue. They have the goods, the paperwork, the emails, and that's why Ukraine is a big figure. And the present new president is kind of pro-Trump on this because he knows Trump didn't do it.
Yes.
Is there some conversation behind the scenes between Trump and the new guy, is it Yelensky, who he comes out every now and says, well, there was no quid pro quo. Is that an agreement he and Trump have made, or Yelensky
does it on his own?
There really was no quid pro quo.
There really wasn't that. What happened was is the old people that were in charge, the woman that he fired, the old ambassador,
Abramovich.
She was for the other president. She was for the bad president.
She was for the bad president. Right, right. And so Melania got mad at the silly professors talking yesterday, talking about Barron. But all the Fox News people like Laura Ingraham, they're saying what a fiasco yesterday was. That is true, correct? It was a fiasco from the American people's point of view, who, if anybody was watching it.
Everybody was watching it, and it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Right.
But it was ridiculous how the Democrats were. The Democrats were ridiculous.
Yeah. So I don't understand why they let themselves appear so ridiculous. Are they actually gone nuts from frequency changes?
They're stupid. No. The tech body is taking every example to expose them indubitably. They're being exposed at every level on every turn. It won't be long until Nancy, watch this. It won't be long before Nancy Pelosi is going to get on her little podium and say, okay, I have a pussy, and sometimes it hurts from the podium. Watch.
And she's going to do that.
Crazy stuff. She's just crazy. They're just crazy. She'll say crazy stuff.
Is that because they got trapped?
Stuff.
they got trapped in the bubble of their authority, and the world changed, and they didn't notice it.
Well, they're operating. Maybe.
Or why wouldn't it be that?
Well, we got to see if Hillary's going to run or not.
Is she going to run when it's really desperate and she's going to go to jail and she knows it, she's got to run? Is that the factor that makes her run?
Because she's got to get Secret Service protection.
And that's good. She wants that, right?
We don't care.
But wait a minute.
We would love it. But that's a whole other thing.
But what... So she's considering it, seeing how bad it's going to be. Then she's going to run desperately, make a fool of herself, and she'll be in trouble anyways. It won't work to protect her.
Trump, and meanwhile, see, this is an example. The reason we said that way on purpose was because that would be, you would consider that from a human perspective as the most ridiculous words that could come out of anybody's mouth. And yet, it is.
You're talking about Pelosi.
Hillary running for president this year.
Yes. But it's based on, if she was going to get off, Trump didn't have the material on her, she wouldn't run, correct?
No. Yeah. And if she runs this time, she won't win, I mean, at all, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. She had nothing to run on. What's her program?
Right. Well, it's kind of like, okay, you didn't win last time, so how are you going to win this time? When now people see what a mess it would have been.
Yeah.
But see, it was pumped up.
She says, yeah, Trump did pretty good for the economy, but I'll even do better. I'm better. I'm smarter than Trump. I'll make even a better economy. That's all she's got, right?
My dick's bigger. I can do it.
Okay, so maybe the final point is this new book on Epstein, the shocking spy story behind the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Now, you already talked to this when Carolyn was in charge an hour ago, but is there something... Is the Epstein story a minor thing? It's not part of this big cleaning the swamp stuff, or is it?
No.
It's not.
It's a blip. It's a blip in the gnat's ass of a fly in the ointment that you don't use.
So, are we talking a lot about Hillary? Because Bill never was in charge. It was all Hillary.
It was always the Rodhams. It's always the Rodham, Bob. You know that. We've been through that to death.
Right. Now, is her father, if he's still, maybe he's not alive anymore.
She didn't know.
Okay, her brother. Does her brother do some of the dirty work for her and what the father did?
They don't even speak. They don't even speak anymore because of all the cabal, all the foolishness.
You mean the brother kind of...
He's still paying on Whitewater.
right. So the brother's just disgusted with his sister.
Well, now what happened was she got the gold mine, Hillary, and her brother got the shaft.
Wow. So now Bill Clinton, he'll be caught up in the humiliation of it all as it unfolds.
He'll be in the list. He was Epstein's. He stayed in the ranch out there. He flew on his plane 16 times. He stayed in his New York apartment fucking people. And he went out to the New Mexico, Wyoming, 25,000 acres, and didn't stay in the big house, but the little house, little cottage just outside it, and got well documented the great fun that he had. And acknowledged and proves his argument is that there's some places on the ranch that doesn't have cameras. That's where I was.
that didn't have cameras, did you say?
Correct. Because everywhere else had cameras.
And he knew where they weren't. So you say Jackson, Wyoming, somebody has Dick Cheney or somebody has a Warren Buffett, Gates.
Jackson Hole is where your vice president with his imitation heart is.
Yeah, that's not where Clinton was in Wyoming.
No.
That's not the same place.
No. I think it's New Mexico.
Right. Now, nothing is New Mexico. That's where Clinton went, New Mexico.
He has Epstein has this island, the Fuck Island, and he has this compound out in the Midwest somewhere.
New Mexico, but not, or maybe Wyoming, but not Jackson Hole. Okay. So
correct. That's right. It's isolated.
Right. Now, so when I was talking to someone yesterday, they'll always say, you know, I'll say Hillary went with Bill. That's true. She went there many times to the island or to these places.
And she's in it. She's into it too.
She would do her lesbian stuff there.
Whatever she'd do, whatever
right.
do.
Right. But
they do what they do. Freaky shit, Bob. They do freaky shit.
I know. But is that part of their relationship? They get off at each other doing freaky stuff with other people, get some aroused?
Apparently. Okay. Well, anything that'll stoke. Hey, Bob, even in Death Valley, a breeze blows every once in a while.
Okay. So they like to say, well, Trump did it. Trump was part of that scene. Was he part of that scene?
No, he was not part of the scene. He found out that he was doing stuff down in Mar-a-Lago and throwed him out, dismissed him. And when he did that, that was perfect because it gave him the perfect alibi. But now the truth probably is that he tried to get him to get him stuff and Epstein wouldn't do it because Trump was dirtier than he was. He had dirt on Epstein. So he was trying to turn it on Trump that Mar-a-Lago was the place where all this went on. And he got wind of it, ahead of it, just ahead of his time, and blew it all out of whack. So good.
Right. Here's an interesting question. McLuhan says back in the 50s, the Munsell, M-U-N-S-E-L-L, color sphere, doesn't represent an accurate model of our perception. You have to have the observer in the...
It is. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to... He says you have to have the observer in the middle of the light spectrum or the color sphere.
Correct.
Is there any model that does that?
It's kind of like in paint. It's like in paint, all colors make black, and in light, all colors make white. See? And so you have to be in the center of that to be able to gauge, and you can't gauge with any type of perception the different colors. So the words are wholesome. Can't do it.
Right. And the printed book reflected it out, you could say Newtonian optics, put the observer outside the color sphere.
Maybe, but we don't like Newtonian, but yeah.
No, this is not, it's not good to be put outside of the color sphere. That's what's wrong with the Munsell sphere.
And that's right. And that's why those laws of physics can't be, they're not right, because you can't be put outside of it.
They can't be applied to ascension.
Correct. That's excellent. Very good. Damn it, man.
Yeah,
you're getting good.
Right. But in the 20th century, the quantum guys, the Einsteins and the Goodles and those people, they were moving closer to an ascension model in physics.
They were seeing how it applied, but they could never follow it to what you call the nth degree. They could never realize that pi was different. So the emphasis was on the wrong syllable.
Right. Now, are we the first to correct what they didn't get?
No. Fuck them. We ain't nothing to do with that. Ours is real. You'll see.
Right, but we're not making
ours
models. We're
not making a model or a theory. We're saying this is what you do and this happens. And when this happens, that is. There's nothing. There's no how-to manual. There's do it.
Are the millennials instinctively at the point of not looking for any physics, chemical models to imitate? They want the real thing that you just said we provide?
Or nothing. The real thing or nothing. They don't mind. They'll settle with nothing. They like nothing. They just want to play on their phone and not work and have plenty of money and do what they want to do and.
Go now, I claim I'm the model for the millennial. My Slack model. Is this true?
And the boomers.
I was the model for the boomers too.
Because you are what intrigued it. You started it.
Right, but now the millennials, they don't like the boomers. They're taking it a bit further. Am I included?
Yeah, because
take it further.
Because the same way you took it further from CKLN, from the Secret Council of Ten, past the Illuminati.
Right.
You realize how many poor John Birch Society members you fucked over, Bob? They got nowhere to go.
I know.
Like that.
So I did the boomers, and then I did the millennials. I'm the prototype.
So far.
Yeah, and they aren't only the lucky ones of the millennials find out about where it came from. The others are just doing it by default and not doing well.
So far.
Yeah.
Happy days.
All right. Thank you very much. Very good session.
You're very wonderfully welcome. It's going to be a marvelous show this weekend. Hold on to your fastened seatbelt.